You're listening to Amir Chazer, Doni Leiter, Maseches Pesachim, Daf, Lamed, Beis, Amid Beis. Very good?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start from the two dots, like around 10 lines down.
Okay.
So, Tan Rabbanan. Ha'ochel kazayis truma mishalim karen v'chomesh. So somebody who eats a kazayis of truma pays karen v'chomesh. So we explained in the previous a little bit more. We were discussing eating truma, and if someone eats truma b'shogeg, so he has to pay not just the karen but the chomesh as well as a kapara for taking but is paying back the kohen. Now, Abba Shalom, so now over here, this price is giving us the shiur. How much do you have to eat in order to be obligated? So he says, Karen and Chomesh. Sorry, Kazayas. That's a ton of comma. Abba Shalom, Achehebo Shava Pruta. No, it has not a Chomesh, sorry, not a Kazayas, rather a Shava Pruta. And that's where you're going to be. Karen Chomash. My time at a Tanakama, why does Tanakama say Xayas? Well, Amar Krav, Ish Ki Yochal Kodesh. Vishkaga, Vachil, right? So it says, the Pasuk says, when a person eats Kodesh, Vishkaga. Eating, Achila, of course, the Achila of Xayas. Achila is always Xayas. But Abashal, my time, so what is Abashal's reason? What's his reason? Amar, he's Krav, he says, the Pasuk says, Vinasan. But if you read the full Pasuk, it says, Vish Ki Yochal Kodesh, Vishkaga. When a person eats Kodesh by accident, v'yosef hamishi soa love, he has to pay an extra fit, v'nosan, and he gives l'koin as a Kodesh. So he looks at, so Rav Shal focuses on the word v'nosan, v'in nesina pachas m'shava pruta. There's no nesina, there's no giving that's less than a shava pruta. So he says the minimum shir is shava pruta. Tanakama says, no, focus on the achiva. V'idach, nami haksiv yochal. Well, what doesn't Abba Shaul see that it's a lashon of achila? So what's that teaching us? So hahu prat lemazik hudasa. Now the yochal comes to exclude a mazik, meaning any other type of damage. Rashi explains, meaning that this special din of not just paying back the karen but also the chomesh, and that's a kapara for eating truma. So that only applies if someone ate the truma. But if he did some other sort of damage to the truma, you wouldn't pay the chomesh. I think that you would just pay the karet. That's what Abishal learns from Yochal. Tanakama haksiv v'nasan. But the Tanakama, so he says, the Tanakama says that it's ichila, and ichila's not less than kzayas. So why does it say v'nasan? What do we learn from that? Hahu mibayle ledivar haroy lios kodesh. That teaches you, like the end of the pasuk teaches you, that you need to give something that's roi lios kodesh. Meaning it's not just on the word v'nasan itself, but the whole end of the pasuk, which is v'nasan la koin es kodesh. You shall give the coin the kodesh. What do you mean you have to give the coin the kodesh? Obviously, that's what we're talking about. You know, so it's v'nasan. So the Abba Shaul says v'nasan teaches you that has to be even a shava pruta. That's teaching you the shir. Tanakama says no, that's not teaching you the shir. The shir is a kazayas. So what does it teach you? It teaches you that you have to give something that's roi to be kodesh. So you can't just pay back and let's say cash. Or some other in the food. It has to be something that can potentially be kodesh. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ha'ochel truma p'chas mekazayis mishalim es ha-keren ve'in mishalim es ha-chomesh. So then we have another brisa that says someone who eats a less than a kazayis of truma, he pays the keren, but he does not pay the chomesh. So here you go. Idilispe shava pruta. So right, we said it's less than a kazayis. Well, how much less than a kazayas? If it's, and I mean, just the reasoning for this, right? If you eat less than a kazayas, but it's not, but it's, so you would still have to pay, because the karen is that you took someone's property, right? The truma is the property of a kohen. So you have to pay him back. And then the question is over here, what about the chomesh? When do you be obligated? When do you become obligated in the chomesh? But let's see over here. Idilis beishava pruta. So if the food, the truma that was eaten, It's not only as a kazayas, as the Brisa said, but it's not even a shavakruta. So karen nami lo l'shalim. So you should also not pay the karen, because right, if someone is less than a shavakruta, you don't pay for. So it can't be that. It can't be where it's not worth the shavakruta. V'ide ispe shavakruta, And so, well, and if this is a case of where it's a Sheva Pruta, Chomesh Nami L'Shalim, then you should also pay so we said it's less than the Kazayas. The Brisa said less than the Kazayas, and now we're saying, but it is a Sheva Pruta, so why would you only pay the Chomesh and not pay the, why would you only pay the Karen and not the Chomesh? So the Olam de Isbe Sheva Pruta. So we are talking where it's a Sheva Pruta. And even so, since it's a kazayas, you pay for the it's not a kazayas, you pay for the keren. And you don't pay the chomesh over here. So what it's telling us, is that it's more than a shava pruta, so you're going to pay the keren, but you're not obligated in the chomesh until you had a kazayas's worth. That's what it seems to be saying. Rashi just notes, Rashi says, hold on. Where do we write in Kevan Delis Bakazayas? Like, how is it possible that you have something that's a Shava Pruta, it's worth an entire Pruta, but it's not even a Kazayas worth of food? Sorry, the other way around. Yeah, where's Shava Pruta? So he says, Veleka Kazayas could go in Shnas Batsores. Like, in times of a famine, years of a famine, where, you know, of a terrible inflation, so you can have food that's even less than kazayas, and it's going to cost you an entire pruta for it, right? Kind of like the prices that we're seeing these days. You know, grab ones are like $7 now, a box of grab ones. You know those grab one butters? Yeah. I like those, they're very good. Okay. Five of those bars were seven, yeah. All right. Shem Yazor. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Amruha Rabbanan, Kameder of Papa. So the Rabbanan said before of Papa, Rashi points out they're using their deductive reasoning skills based on this Brisa. They say, Ha Deloka Abashol. This Brisa is not in accordance with Abashol. Dika Abashol, because if it was in accordance with Abashol, Ha Markevan Sheyesh Bashava Pruta, Afagav Delesbe Kazayas. Right, but so he would say it, even if there is a Shava Pruta, there's no Kazayas, you're still fine, right? Abba Pshal says the shear for Karen Vachomesh is a Shava Pruta. And over here we have a case, right? This rice, the second rice that we brought, where it has the shear of a it's not a Kazayas, it is a Shava Pruta, and you say you don't have to pay the Chomesh. So it sounds like it's not in accordance with Abba Pshal. So I'm going to look at Rav Papa says, no, not necessarily. I feel Tema Abashol. You can even say it's Abashol. Abashol tarte boy. Abashol requires both. Does it mean both? So Rashi says, Sheyehebo kazayis deha achila ksiva bay, v'shehebo v'dam of pruta deha ksiva nasa. That he requires the Rav Papa suggesting to Abashol, it's not that he says, no, the shear isn't a kazayas, the shear is a Shava Pruta. He's saying that it's both, meaning kazayas is volume and Shava Pruta is value. And he's saying that there's a minimum value and volume. Right? So that's Rav Papa's Chiddush in Abashol. So in this Brisa that we mentioned, when it's not a kazayas, but it is worth a Shava Pruta, and we say you don't pay the chomesh, it could be Avashal would agree with that. He says, yeah, of course you don't pay the chomesh. It's not even a kazayas worth of food. You need a minimum volume as well as a minimum value. So that's what he suggests. And now the Gemara's going to challenge that. Umi boy, Avashal, Tardi, really? Does Avashal really acquire both? Well, it's not an Avashal. We learned in the Mishnah, Abashal Omer, Eshesh Boshav Pruta Chai B'Tashlumen, Eshein Boshav Pruta Eino Chai B'Tashlumen. That if it's a Shavach, Abashal said, it's a Shavach Pruta, you're Chai B'Tashlumen. If there is no Shavach Pruta, you're not Chai B'Tashlumen. Amru Lo, they said to him, right, in this Mishnah, Lo Amru Shavar Pruta El Inyan Me'ila, Bilvad, Aval the Truma Eino Chai B'Tashlumen Kazayas. They respond to him, hold on. They only said that has to be a Shava Pruta regarding Me'ila, because Me'ila doesn't mention anything about Achila. Right? That, right? Says Rashi. But by Truma, You are not obligated until you have a kazayas worth. So we see over here that these tanaim in this Mishnah are responding to Abba Shaul, and they say, don't tell me that you're chayiv if there's a shavah pruta. You're not chayiv until there's a kazayas, which implies that Abba Shaul holds that even if it's not a kazayas, you're still chayiv, which is against what Rav Papa said, that he said, no, that Rav Papa also, that Rav Papa says that Abba Shaul also requires a kazayas, requires shavah pruta and a kazayas. So then Gemara just spells this out. Vim Isa, and if it's true, Kavan, meaning if it's true that Abba Shaul holds that there's a minimum value and a minimum volume that's to be kazayas, Kavan sheesh bo kazayas mi ba'ilei. It should have said, once there is a kazayas. So Tiyuvta, this is a refutation to Rav Papa's understanding of Abba Shaul. And now the Gemara says, va'af Rav Papa hadarbe. And even Rav Papa went back on this. He retracted from his original understanding of Abba Shaul. And this discussion is actually going to take us all the way to like a little bit, a bunch of lines down on the next Amud. And we're not going to do all of it tonight. I'm just going to take basically to the bottom of the Amud because I have to take care of. But let's at least start it. So it's a long discussion. And at the very end of this discussion, again, a bunch of lines down to the next off. Then it gets to the how we see Rav Papa retracted his understanding of Abba Shaul. So let's begin this discussion. So the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, v'chota b'shkaga prat lemezid. So it says v'chota b'shkaga that he sinned accidentally, unintentionally, and this is regarding me'ila. Me'ila de hektish, because Rashi says. So this is regarding me'ila, and it says that you pay. Or is that is it pay or you're bringing a car? What's the, let's just see the pasuk. Yeah. So the pasuk says nefesh ki simo ma'al v'chata b'shkaga mikadshe Hashem. You sinned unintentionally from the kadshim Hashem. V'hevi es ashamo. So you have to bring an asham. So you're going to bring a carbon asham for this, but it says unintentional b'shogeg me'ila. However, if it was b'mezid, you wouldn't. So that's the Gemara's Joshua here. Prat l'mezid. This comes to exclude l'mezid. But now the Gemara asks, so hello dinhu? Isn't it obvious? Like, why does the pasuk have to tell us this? And we need this drasha to learn shogeg and not l'mezid. Isn't it obvious? We can't be learning from a Kal v'chomer. Uma shar mitzvah shechai behen kares poter behen es hamezid. There are other isurim that have a chiv kares. For example, eating chalev. For example, eating dam. There's an isur kares. Poter behen es hamezid. And someone doesn't bring a carbon if he does then b'mezid. Right, meaning there's he still has kares, but he hasn't Rashi says the carbon, the guy chata shkagsit, right? That we're talking about pater from bringing a chatas, right? Where we're trying to, you know, we give a limud to show why there is no kares, why there is no carbon asham by meila b'mezid. So we say, hold on, we can learn it from just a kal v'chomer. When it comes to other isurim with kares, you're not going to bring a carbon chatas if it was done to mezid, and there's a greater chumra by those because there's a chiyuv kares. So in bakares ain't no din shapat so meila she ain't bakares meila doesn't have an isher kares ain't no din shapat as a mezid. So isn't it obvious even without the pasuk telling us? It's a b'shogeg that we putter from a mezid. There's no kares there, and for other things, of course, you're putter by the for a carbon chatas. So we're assuming carbon chatas and carbon asham are very similar. So the Gemara says, or sorry, no, we're still in this brisa. Lo, im amarta b'shar mitzvos shekein lo chayev behen misa, tomar b'meila shechayev ba misa. But no, hold on. But by other mitzvos, there's no chiyuv misa. Over here, the misa we're talking about is misa b'dei shemayim, as she says. Avon me'ila chayev azdona umisa. Kilokam and v'dilma misa chamir mikaris. Right, so it's saying, hold on, by me'ila, so someone does mezid, there's a misa b'dei shemayim. And we're suggesting now maybe that makes it even more chamer than karis. So tomar b'me'ila, can you say the same thing by me'ila? Shechayev b'misa? Tamar lomar, b'shkaga prat l'mezid. So that comes to teach us, the pasuk says, b'shkaga, which excludes b'mezid, meaning that don't try to learn a kal v'chomer, right? Oh, just like other isurei karis, if you've done b'mezid, you don't bring a karban. And they're isurei karis. So me'ila, which is not even kares, isn't it obvious that you don't bring a karban? You say, hold on, maybe me'ila is even more chamor because me'ila is misa b'dei shemayim.
You're a bit choppy.
Sorry. For how long was I choppy?